illicit tobacco continues to be a headache for governments and enforcement agencies. Around 80% of all tobacco and nicotine products consumed in Australia last year came from illicit sources. That's according to the most recent data from the Australian Bureau of Stats. Victoria Police says they've made more than 500 arrests and have been called in to investigate almost 200 arson attacks and 6 deaths connected to illegal tobacco. Now, new data from the Australian Border Force has revealed the amount of illicit tobacco products being seized. Tony Smith is the Assistant Commissioner of Customs Compliance and Enforcement with Border Force and joins me now. Tony, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
Tell us about this seizure data. This new numbers say that Border Force has seized more than 2,300 tonnes of illicit tobacco, 13.2 million vapes. Where and how are these items being seized? What's the picture?
Yeah, certainly, Sally. They are significant results. 2,300 tonnes of illicit tobacco in itself is an enormous amount. And the way the Australian Border Force is tackling this is by looking at this not just at the border, but by preventing illicit tobacco coming to our shores before the border, working with our international partners, but also working with our domestic partners across Australia to be able to seize illicit tobacco once it's passed the border as well. So 2,300 tonnes that have been taken and stripped out of the criminal supply chain, that's around $4.7 billion worth of duty evasion that's been stopped by the Australian Border Force last financial year. But just the perspective in terms of the pre-border, it doesn't just stop at the border. The pre-border work that we've been doing, we're leveraging all of our ABF officers that have been posted overseas working with these customs administrations. And we had over 1,640 referrals from our international partners over the course of that financial year. It's about a 209% increase in referrals when compared to last year. And almost 12 tonnes of loose leaf tobacco and 3 million vapes that were prevented from even reaching our border in the first instance.
What are the estimates about how many tonnes of illicit tobacco are coming into Australia right now?
Well, in terms of what we're finding at the border, we're working with our partners. I think, as I was saying before, post-border, working with our domestic partners, we've seized over 109 million cigarette sticks. Once it's passed the border, so it's representing around 496% increase compared to the previous financial year.
But just to go back with the tons of illegal illicit tobacco, what are the estimates of how much is getting in?
Well, from an Australian Border Force perspective, we don't actually have insights to the actual volume. We work with our partners or whether the illicit tobacco e-cigarette commissioner as well in terms of determining what that size of the market is.
What's the
key
estimate?
Thing, I think, Sally, well, I haven't got the estimates from an Australian Border Force perspective, but I think that it's fair to say, Sally, that we're not getting everything that's coming through at the border. There are significant volumes, which is why persistent and consistent enforcement is really the key here, and working not just from one agency's perspective but multiple agencies. So whilst we're not able to achieve 100% illicit tobacco detections at the border, we've also got a role to play in terms of making sure that legitimate trade can pass through. So we're doing everything we possibly can to be able to detect illicit tobacco. 2,300 tonnes is a significant volume of that, but we don't stop there. We stop at trying to detect it at the head of the border and post the border as well.
Where is this illicit tobacco coming from? What are the supply chains here?
Well, they diversify from time to time, but certainly right now we're seeing primarily across Southeast Asia moving through, whether it's originating from countries like Cambodia and Thailand, et cetera, and then transshipping through other ports. We have had illicit tobacco and continue to get some forms of illicit tobacco across from the Middle East as well, which is why we've established strong partnerships with the agencies in those countries to be able to detect them as they're moving through the supply chains.
Is there any sense that this market is slowing down at all?
There is. I think what we're seeing, Australian Border Force ran a specific campaign back in December for 4 months called Campaign Print War, where we amplified every effort that we could to be able to detect at the border. And in that four-month period, we detected almost 1 kiloton. That's 998.5 tonnes of illicit tobacco just in 4 months alone. But it was at that point we could see that the business model of organised crime was having to shift. They were, crime groups were having to be able to adjust their methodologies to be able to try and bring illicit tobacco in. So we were really making a difference, and that's that sustained enforcement pressure. It really is working.
How does this all connect into some of the violent acts that we've seen on Australian soil, firebombings and other things? This shows that there's still a lot at stake in this market right now.
Absolutely. Organised crime will do everything they possibly can to make a profit and in unscrupulous ways. And certainly what you've just described there, Sally, is exactly the outcomes of organised crime getting involved. The illicit tobacco market is managed by organised crime within Australia that also focus on other things like weapons, border control drugs, all kinds of different criminal activities. So the illicit tobacco market, the profits made by that, it's simply been moved across and transferred into those other commodities. But when you're engaging with organised crime, that is the outcome that illicit tobacco is going to deliver.
Do enforcement agencies have enough funding and resourcing to tackle the illicit trade at the moment?
Certainly, in terms of what our mission is, to be able to detect pre, at, and post border, we've got significant funding that's been given to us from the Australian government, $188.5 million that was given to the Border Force in 23-24 to be able to establish an end-to-end compliance and enforcement model, and we've absolutely delivered on that, and we've taken it steps further. So we certainly use that funding to be able to deliver the outcomes of 2,300 tonnes of illicit tobacco, and we'll continue to work with government and across government to be able to ensure that we continue that persistent enforcement approach.
Do you know what percentage of all shipping containers arriving on our shores are being x-rayed and or checked by Border Force?
Yeah, it's a valid question, Sally. We don't talk about specific percentages because it does give insights to organised crime in terms of our activities, and that's something that that's why we're successful in what we're doing. We don't stop everything at the border. It's not about if we did that, we would simply shut down the economy within Australia at the same time. It's about knowing where to look, and Australian Border Force is exceptionally good at doing that. Our targeting is very precise. We know what we're looking for, and we target the goods that we have the highest risk associated with it. And it's less about percentages that we search, but it's more about searching the right things.
Is it possible to shut down this illicit market in total?
Look, it's incredibly difficult. I think organised crime is entrenched within this market, and they'll continue to diversify their activities to make it harder to be able for us to detect them. But what we're seeing over the last couple of years with the way that the Australian Border Force is working with partner agencies, we've developed the model, whether it's through our work with the National Disruption Group, which was announced in October last year, 29 agencies, traditional and non-traditional agencies, working together across Australia to be able to disrupt the illicit tobacco market. That National Disruption Group itself seized almost 21.7 million cigarettes last year, 2.85 tonnes of loose leaf tobacco. It's about force multiplying capabilities. It's not just one agency by itself. And I think that whilst it's difficult to be able to disrupt, we're absolutely kicking goals with our partner agencies in doing that.
Tony Smith, we'll need to leave it there. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Sally.